Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Nitzavim, that's Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yud Beis. And we had learned that on the last day of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu had gathered all of Klal Yisrael together in order to pass them into a bris, a treaty, a covenant with Hashem. And what exactly was that covenant? The Pasuk says, L'man hakim oischa hayoim loy la'am, in order to establish you today for him as a nation, v'uye l'cha l'kim, and he's going to be for you as a God, kasher dibar lach, like he spoke to you, v'chasher nishba l'avisechon, like he swore to your forefathers, l'avram l'yitzchak l'Yaakov, to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. L'man hakim oischa hayoim loy la'am. Kol kach hu nichas l'troich l'man kaim oischa l'fon of la'am. Hashem is working so hard, kavyachal, in order to make you as a nation for him. V'uye l'cha l'kim, he's going to be for you as a God. L'fisha dibar l'cha, since he spoke to you, v'nishba l'avisech, and he swore to your forefathers, sh'loy l'hach l'vizarim b'um ha'cheres, that he's not going to exchange their descendants for any other nation. L'kach hu oischa eschem ha'shvuos halalu sh'loy atakni tu. That's why he's binding you with all these shvuos in order that you don't get him upset. Achar shu enu yochel libado mechem, because he's not able to separate himself from you. Ad kan pirash l'fi pshute shel parsha. Up until here, I've explained, says Rashi, the simple understanding of the parsha. Umedrash Agadah, the Medrash says, Loman ispacha parsha satem yitzavim l'klois. Why is it that we have parsha yitzavim right after parsha kisavai, and we had all the klois in parsha kisavai? L'fi shesham yisrael mea klois chaser shtayim, since Klal Yisrael heard 98 klois. Chutz mi memtes shepetar skayanim, besides for the 49 that they've heard previously. Hayriku p'neim, their faces turned colors for armor, and they said, miyuch alam be'elu, who's able to stand with this? Who's able to keep all the mitzvahs? We're going to be punished so terribly if we don't keep every single mitzvah. So heschol mesh l'faisam, Moshe Rabbeinu started to appease them. Atem nitzavim hayim, you're standing here today. Har behechastem l'makim v'lo yaseh itchem klayo. You've angered Hashem already so much until now, and he hasn't completely destroyed you. Vareyatem kayom l'fanav, and you're standing right in front of him. Hayoim today, kayom azesh ukayim, just like this day exists, v'hu mafil umeir, and it becomes dark and light, kach hayir l'chem, so too he gave you light, v'kach asid l'hayir l'chem, and he's going to continue to give you light. V'akloyes v'yisurim mekayim eschem v'matzivim eschem l'fanav, and the punishments sustain you, and they keep you standing in front of him. And v'afa parsha shalamalam yuzo piyusim him, even the parsha previously, meaning the end of parsha kisavai, is also words of piyusim, it's words of trying to encourage them, atem re'isim es kol hashar sa, and davar ach. Another way of understanding these psukim is atem nitzavim, you're standing, l'fisha yisrael yetzim paras l'parnas, since Klal Yisrael is going from one leader to another, mimashal Yeshua, from Moshe to Yeshua, l'fikach therefore asa oisa matzava kedei lezarzam, therefore he stood them there in order to encourage them, and to inspire them that they're getting this new leader, v'chein asa Yeshua v'chein Shmuel, Yeshua did the same thing, and Shmuel did this, hisyasu v'yishavta eschem, k'sheyatsu miyada v'nechasu liyada yishal shal. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, who's this bris for? V'loy itchem levadchem, it's not only with you, onaychi karsis ha-bris ha-zois v'sa'ala ha-zois, I'm sealing this covenant and this Allah, k'es asher yeshnoi pa'imanu ha-imeid ha-yayim l'fnei Hashem l'kenu, because whoever is standing here today in front of Hashem our God, v'es asher enenu pa'imanu ha-yayim, even with whoever's not here today, they're also part of this covenant, this treaty. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet, v'es asher enenu pa'i, v'afim d'ar so-hasidim l'yayis, even with all the generations that will eventually come, they're also part of this bris and this Allah. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a third Aliyah, learning of the details of this bris. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.